Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Groatings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
Groatings indeed. I'm Ben. Tom, I really, really hope you get those groatings looked at.
And for everybody who doesn't groat this time of year, a very happy holiday season. Yes. Just to try and be as inclusive as possible. But of course, we're doing it for the groaters.
We've been doing it for the groaters for years.
Podcasting groats.
Not afraid to nail our colours to the mast. We are groaters, one and all, and we know you are too. So yeah. Season's groatings, guys. And
groat. I'll groat for life, mate.
Absolutely.
You'll not be able to stop me.
I tell you what, if you cut us, we bleed pure groats.
We are 100% pure groats, and we're not going to apologise for that.
No, damn right.
Welcome to our Christmas edition of Beef Brothers Cold Cuts.
And I know you have great expectations of this, guys. And hopefully it will deliver, because it was our groat friends, the Trusty Hogs, who joined us on stage live at the Bedford in Balham for the Cheerful Earful Festival.
It's a groat pub.
It's a groat pub. It's a groat festival. Good old Giles Gear of the Cheerful Earful Festival put the show together, and we were very, very happy to do it. Just to say, Tom, you're on the intro, but you were otherwise very, very busy with becoming a father for the second time.
When
this was being recorded.
Congratulations.
And we can, I mean, I don't think this is telling tales outside of school, but your new child is called Groat.
Yes.
They look a bit like a tree and they can only say the word Groat.
And I'm very much looking forward to meeting up with you two in the new year, where we get to groat the baby's head. Because that'll be a real treat.
But yeah, Catherine Bohart and Helen Bauer, they do a brilliant podcast called Trusty Hogs. If you've not heard it already, I highly, highly, highly recommend it. It is absolutely brilliant. We did their podcast as well. So if you are a Patreon member of theirs, you can hear the episode we did with them, the live episode we did. But we are putting this episode out gratis and for free, so you can enjoy us on stage with the Trusty Hogs. We had a brilliant time. They have an energy that I think it's fair to say we struggled to match.
I'm looking forward to listening to this lopsided game of mixed doubles.
Because we did two shows of them back to back. We did their show, and their show was great. They brought out their producer, Andrew White. He did stand up, and then they sort of hit the stage, and it was honestly, I've never heard any two people speak so quickly and so much over the top of each other. But the audience seemed to understand every word. It was like they were speaking another language. But it was very, very fun to be on stage with them. And this was a fun episode to do. We had a great time. I'm excited to hear it myself.
I am actually putting in a transfer to join the Trusty Hogs, because that sounds right up my street.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
But it would really put it over the top.
Yeah, I actually think that, like, we love having you on stage with us, Tom, but I think actually in this instance, it would have been too much.
Yeah, fair. That's fair enough. Actually.
You can have too much of a group thing, can't you?
Absolutely. Great, well, I'm looking forward to listening.
Yes, yeah, it should be fun, and you should look forward to listening to it too. And in fact, you don't need to look forward any longer, because here it is.
Well, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef from a sorting out your beef.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Pappy's Flat Share. It's great to be here. And thank you so much for all of you showing up, especially to people who came along to both shows, the Trusty Hog show as well. Yeah. Woo. We just had a woman come up to us. This is mad. Catherine, Helen, we had a woman come up to us and say, I am so sorry.
I'm a Patreon.
I love the show.
I love the show, and talking about the hogs. And it's such a rare thing in 2023 to have someone going, could you at least let the men speak?
Finally, we get to say something.
It was so, I was like, no, don't. She said, I don't even think they told the people who you were. I was sat there going, who are these two men? Do they have a podcast as well? Tell me your podcast. What's your podcast? I'll listen to your podcast. So we've got one new listener. Great. And I think you may have lost one listener. But, you know, God closes a window and opens a door, doesn't it? That's the way it works. Of course. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh, I've forgotten something in my... Gwyn, is there any chance you could run down and get my tote bag? I've got my happy barrels in it. I forgot my happy barrels. My special... I've got some happy barrels for everybody. Little festive liqueurs. So, there's 12 of them. So, so what we'll do
but
is...
But they are barrel size. So yeah. We're fine.
We'll roll it around the room. Everyone gets a lick. And... so thank you for filling out the beefs. The way this is going to work, it's a Beef Brothers. It's like a Beef Brothers cold cut. If you know that, it's us trying to solve people's problems. It's a Beef Brothers cold turkey where we're solving problems of drug addiction and we're solving problems from a Christmas angle.
Also, Tom's not here.
Yes, that's right. I'll explain what happened with this. So we got books to do this. Ages and ages ago, we did it last year, we had a really, really good time. We were going to do a Flatshare Slam Down tonight, and that was what we were booked for. Mm. And then we started recording the advert for it during one of our podcasts, and Tom was like, this sounds rubbish. And we're like, oh, that's quite an odd angle to be doing for an advert, trying to get people to come and see it. And he's like, oh, that sounds like a load of crap. I don't think I'll be there at that. Yeah, brilliant. Thank you. Happy barrels, everybody. So afterwards, like, we'd recorded the episode. After I got a text from him saying, oh, the reason I was being very negative about that thing is I think it might be a bit close to my partner's due date. And I said, well, how close? And he said, the same day. That's pretty close.
That is pretty close, to be fair.
But we're sending Tom and Jane a tremendous amount of hate mail. No, it's a tremendous amount of love because
fuck you and your baby.
Yeah, exactly. No, you've got one already. You don't need another. Come on, greedy. But yeah, so lots of love to Tom. Let's bring out our guest. Firstly, for a bit of context, they have a podcast.
Oh, guys.
They have a podcast. Oh no.
Lovely.
No, they have an
that's a gorgeous introduction, that is.
They have a wonderful podcast. Please welcome the trusty hogs themselves, Helen Bauer and Catherine Bohart.
Well, we decided to split you up.
Keeping you as far away from each other as we can.
I really get
Bye,
that.
Bye, Catherine.
Bye, babe. Be good. Find a buddy.
Should we start off, before we get into these beefs, would anybody like a happy barrel? The way they work...
Are these alcoholic chocolate?
Yes, they are,
That's the most amazing thing. Raging.
Can I just say, you have actually hit upon Helen and I's only shared interest, which is that I'm so sorry, we hate alcohol and chocolate.
Yeah. It's such a mental combination.
Why have you done it?
What do you
think? We love alcohol, we love chocolate, but why would you put it together?
Because they're two things you love.
No, the ratio is mental.
I love a lot of pairs of things I wouldn't put together.
I'll tell you now why you put it together, because this is an Advocar extra. So this is very much the gentleman's cream egg.
What's in there?
It's got Advocar.
Oh, that's
Advocar is like an
nice.
egg-based liqueur.
It's lovely. It tastes like...
I'll take it back, yeah, it's
all
right.
It tastes like a sweet... No, it's lovely. You eat cop, come on. I mean...
Do you say you eat cop? Come on.
What did you say?
I'm so tired. I just when a straight woman won't eat something because of its viscosity, I'm confused. Because I'm like...
Oh, wait, cock.
Cop? Why is it cop?
Cop, yeah. The gentleman's cream egg.
Clarky, would you like one? We've got cherry. We've got
Cacachois.
What's Olay?
Milk. Yeah, but... an alcoholic milky filling.
Yes, please.
Absolutely. When I get that filling, I want sexual healing.
Mm. I'm so sorry, I'm driving, otherwise I'd join.
Oh.
Is it bad? What's in yours?
It's really good.
What's in yours?
I've got the avocado one. And okay.
Look at that. It looks...
It's very abrasive.
It's abrasive?
It's really good. It tastes exactly like cum.
But then you do eat a lot of those.
Did you eat pineapple? Yeah. Come on, you have to finish it. You have to. If you don't finish your cum barrel, then you won't get any vegetables.
Must be great being in a relationship with you. I can tell you that now.
Vegetables as well. They're the treat. But I want to get onto the vegetables.
Helen, come on. Think, he's nice. You like him. You went to a musical together. He's probably not even gay. Come on.
It's the first time we've had Helen speechless, which is amazing.
Give her another.
Helen, how are you feeling? This is not... I like the way you're going, oh, it's disgusting, but licking your fingers really greedily.
What's she going to do, wash her hands? Helen, Matt, Helen.
Yeah. How are you feeling after that?
Thank you for my present.
And a very Merry Christmas. Christmas has started and ended here, I think.
Tell me now, what is actually in it? Is it actually eggs?
It's got, yeah, so avocado is made with real eggs. So it's like
Helen, why are you vomiting? Remember you did a whole tour show where you had to keep an egg in your bra?
That was different. That was a boiled egg from my bra. I refuse to explain that to you.
And I don't want to hear it. Win-win.
It's making me feel warm.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a cuddle.
Yeah, it's a winter warmer is what it is.
Just
yeah.
One question.
Yes.
How long since that egg came out of chicken?
Oh, we're talking years. Years.
It actually grew up and then died and then it's...
And also, by the way, I bought these in the summertime. They're chocolates, guys. Chill out.
Chocolate doesn't go off.
Does anyone have a mint?
But I did. Let's have
a date on the top, my friend.
There's a date on the top. Here we go.
4%.
Yeah, there you go. So look, you know what? It's the 25th of the 1st, so a month away from Christmas, 2024. So
oh,
you're fine.
God.
You're absolutely fine. Oh, it says except for the egg one. Yeah, so...
Did you enjoy eating yours?
I actually got a real kick out of it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I loved it.
Did Catherine have one?
Nope, I'm driving.
Oh,
you're drunk! Come on,
a chocky chop.
Can I just say I'm so tired, and I on the way here drove so badly that a massive Jeep pulled up beside me as we were driving along, and was like, fire, 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 and I was like, I totally agree. My bad, and I can't do that again.
Yes,
with alcohol on my breath.
Fair enough.
God bless you.
But
you
got it? It's fine.
Are you handing out Rennies? Do you know what? This is. You know they used to throw drugs on stage during Led Zeppelin gigs.
Rennie, anyone?
How far we've gone.
I'll just have a hot.
Oh, no. Does this often happen at Pappy's?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
We have Rennies.
We double drop as Gaviscon before every gig, yeah.
It's a very Christmas drug, a Rennie.
It really is,
like,
isn't it? Yeah.
Like, Gaviscon, get your Rennies, get your N-acids. Like, yeah. Grandma's coming over. Like, that's the vibe.
It's also like we've had too much cream. There was cream in everything. Oh, and, yeah. Oh God, it was delicious, but it's too much.
Too rich. Should we start solving some people's beefs here? Let's grab some of this. Right,
you know,
we tried
to start a beef with Pappy's on our podcast and they just ignored us, which we're furious about.
Catherine, we lost a patron.
We lost a patron. Oh my God, we have to stop.
Someone emailed us being like, you were mean about Pappy's when you tried to start beef, we're leaving patron. I'm not joking.
That's too right, man.
And if you're here tonight, we will find you.
Yes.
She was here tonight. She was the one being like, Angie, hang on. Who was that? We'll find you.
Oh, she wasn't coming to our show. She had no idea what it was called.
We're so sorry.
It's no.
What are you guys called?
We're doing it. We're in a bit. She's like, yeah, yeah. well, good luck with that.
I'll listen.
She said I'll tune in as well, which I love. I'll have to tune into that. That's not how podcasts work, for sure. Okay. Should we start with Sophie? Because I think this is a really strong beef to start with.
Okay.
Sophie, where are you, Sophie? Hi, Sophie. So Sophie writes, my mother-in-law serves my food to me. She decides how hungry I am. Oh. Right. Here we go.
Here we go.
So, Sophie, am I reading into this correctly that she serves you very tiny portions and you'd like a proper Christmas dinner? Is that what's going on?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. No.
Yeah, that's...
Wait a second. Is she hoarding it somewhere you can't go back for seconds?
I can. But
there's a judgment in that, isn't there? Yeah.
But I think as well, if the seconds are going to be the same, like if she's serving you like a quarter of a dinner and you're constantly going back for extras, it makes you look bad. Whereas if she served you a proper portion initially, we wouldn't be in this situation, right? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah. I reckon that's what we're saying.
Yeah.
How much does she give you?
You did great, man.
How much does she give your husband?
Oh, she gives him...
Like, how many times what you have would you say she's giving him?
No, we get the same portion size.
Oh! Well, okay then. Okay, resetting my judgment of the mother-in-law. Go on.
So, I hate her.
I'm not.
You're not resetting any judgment.
Bitch, your mum's a fucking skank. How about that? Sorry, but that's insane.
It's just her mother-in-law, by the way. Just not...
Yeah, but is this your husband there? Yes, your mum's a skank. There you go.
Okay, right. Fair enough, yeah. Sustained.
Is she not a very hungry person herself, incredibly judgmental or tight or all three?
Number one.
She just doesn't get very hungry?
No, so she doesn't think you need that much.
What
don't tell me she's a food is fuel person.
It's Christmas Day.
Yeah, you don't need any of Christmas dinner, but you want all of it. That is Christmas dinner, isn't it?
Well, let's get a little bit... Like,
what's her fucking name?
Is she a Patreon?
She's going to tune in.
Yeah. How many roast potatoes?
Great question.
I don't like roast potatoes.
Sorry, that was mental. Yeah, no,
this is. Do you have another one? Let
the record show that brought all four of us to our feet immediately. You don't like roasties.
What do you want her to give you?
Sorry, I blacked out for a second there. What actually happened?
You need to work on yourself, sunshine.
Sophie, talk us through what would be your dream Christmas dinner and kind of portion size.
And
come
if
on,
you say mashed potato, I am throwing the microphone.
Yeah, how are you getting your spuds? How are you getting your spuds?
So I'm Danish. So we get just
don't make this
We
have just plain boiled potatoes, and then we have something called caramelized potatoes, where you
those are banging. Those are good, but not better than... But go on.
What are they? What these?
You fry your potatoes in, like, caramel sauce, so the caramel kind of goes around the potatoes.
Could you... And hear me out. Could you get a bunch of Happy Barrels and work them down in a saucepan and then put your potatoes in that? Because I think we may have invented the ultimate Christmas snack there.
They're basically toffee potatoes. They're pretty amazing.
Oh, yes, please. I'd love it.
Wow. But... To think that a boiled potato is better than a roast potato.
Yeah, I mean...
Wait, is she giving you an English Christmas dinner?
Yeah, too right, that one person booing.
All potatoes are wonderful. Not to be a stereotype. Can't we have all three? We have three types of potatoes at my Christmas dinner. My mom does... She does do mash, but she also does roast, and she also does rosties.
Oh, I love a rosty.
And a potato cake for the baby's birthday. I'm so sorry.
I don't know who that was supposed to be, but it was actually uncanny.
How much food are you getting?
I get enough food. It's just like the first portion is tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You want to open with a
I've got to ask for more.
Like, but how tiny are we talking? Is what I'm asking. Like, what's the first portion look like?
It's like one, maybe two slices of turkey, and then like two, three roast potatoes.
Yeah. Like, one slice of turkey.
Two.
Is she freezing the rest of the year? Like, what's the problem?
Here comes the little bread. My mummy's perfect. She's a whore. I've said it once, I'll say it twice.
Helen, sorry, man. Helen, please.
No, go on. In
your uncouth fans might enjoy that sort of thing, but sorry.
They do actually.
Yeah. What's your name, please?
Christian.
Christian. Hello, Christian.
She would say she's a war baby, so she grew up on
the war is over. Well, not apparently, no, there are actually loads of wars that are happening. But yeah.
Apparently, it still matters to her, so she can't get rid of it, is what she says.
But if she was right, what
you're rationing your Christmas?
That's just that it's sad. And I think what needs to happen, Christian, is you need to say, look, Mum, you've been on your feet all day prepping the meal. Allow me to carve and serve.
Oh,
and then just
go.
And then
step
go
up
whole
to the
hog.
Plate, yeah. Big boy. And you literally.
And you can serve a small portion to her, a blitz portion for her before you put her in the shelter. Do the siren just to make her feel welcome. And then...
siren to make her feel
you
welcome.
You know, the alien... Put out that light! That kind of thing, you know.
All the of that. Germans are coming!
Exactly, like, yeah. All of that kind of stuff. The Bowers are coming! Yeah, so...
Happy Christmas! Yeah. It's good stuff.
It's all good stuff, mate.
If you step in
and properly get the fucking shovel out, then you can, you know, that's what you need to do. What do you think? Like, would that work, Christian? Would it work?
I think I'm going to struggle to get the knife out of her hand.
She can't be strong. Look at the portion sizes. She's weak as a tiny
She's
little
emaciated.
Bird.
Can I give her another suggestion?
Of course
please?
You can.
People don't know this, but Deliveroo and Uber Eats are still fucking running 100% on Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah.
Secret eating is a very simple thing to do if you're willing to work outside the time zone that people consider meal times. Now, Subway opens at 9 a.m, and that's not just breakfast subs, that's full subs, okay? So what I would do is get a delivery of crisps, subs, and cookies first thing in the morning before everyone wakes up, hide it in your room, stash it around different places, constantly having bites of that, and then at the end of the meal, be like, if anything, that was too much for me. Make her feel shame. Shame her. And when you see her finish her plate, you're like, you're not a bin. What did my mum say? Oh, it's food, not love. And that really, it cuts, but it works. You don't forget it.
I get the feeling we're going to be hearing
Happy
the phrases
birthday.
Make her feel shame and it cuts, but it works more than once tonight. Yeah. But it does work. You know what? I think that's beef solved.
Beef solved.
Beef solved. From sorting out your beef.
Beef solved.
Do I get a point for that?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah. I'm winning.
The rest of us got 5 points.
Why?
you should know why.
Wait, this is from Sadie.
Sadie, yes. Where are you, Sadie?
Hi,
Hello,
Sadie.
Sadie. Hi, Sadie.
Hi, Sadie.
This is some... Okay.
Okay, wait.
Not our podcast.
Yeah, can I just...
Gentle.
Who are you judging? Sadie or whoever she's got a problem with?
Sadie.
Oh, no. I knew that. Give it back. I'll read it out with compassion and then you can...
Yeah, go ahead.
You can lean in, okay?
I need to read it out with compassion.
Okay. This comes from lovely Sadie. Hi, Sadie, and thanks for coming on to the show.
Thank you so much, Sadie.
Sadie writes, reasonably, we'll find out. Still have to write a Christmas list, aged 45.
Oh no, my parents do want to buy me so many gifts. And they want me to like them and for those to be right.
Wait, a Christmas list for like things that you want?
Yeah.
Do you not like doing that?
No, because I'd like to not know what I'm getting and also not have to buy it most of the time.
That's why you put 500
Well, I didn't know the shopping part, but come on. How old are they?
Older than me.
That's how parents work, yeah.
I do.
They're a very sprightly 39. Hang on a sec, they might not be my parents now I think about it.
I'm with Sadie on this.
Yeah.
That's absolutely fine not to want to write a fucking list of you. Like, that's the whole point is, like, you finding out and buying a gift for someone. Like, if you want to, if you go, like, I'd really like it if you got me this, fine. But otherwise...
Yeah.
You've split the room between controlling people and people who are chill. Could you feel that, like, partners turning to each other? Like, the person who's in charge.
I hate receiving gifts. I love to give a gift, but I hate receiving gifts. I'm terrible with it.
Same.
And again, it's like you say, it comes out to being a control freak of going, well, if I wanted that thing, I could get it today. Why would I wait till Christmas to get it? And if I know what it's going to be... What's the point in wrapping it up and giving it to me? And if I don't know what it's going to be, you're going to get it wrong. So
why would I want to go home for Christmas to find out what you think you know about me?
That is, yes. Yeah. Oh, I'm this, am I?
Wrong. Ooh, hurtful. Wrong. I'm gay and I have OCD and my mom went off piece last year and bought me a rainbow-shaped sponge. Which is cute. A ring for cleaning.
Yeah.
Aww.
That's great.
You're clean and you're gay. Those are the two things we think about you.
It makes sense. That's thoughtful.
That's
I don't want to go home to find out what it is you think, you know. I'll say it again. Also, like, they're going to spend whatever amount of money anyway. I'd rather they spend it on something I'll actually use. And honestly, otherwise, people buy shit that you have to be like, then you have to, like, look, you have to then, for example, if you might have said to your mom, oh, I don't hate green, and now everything you get for the next 17 years is green. Fine. Some of us said, huh, owls are cute.
Yeah, camper vans.
But she's really upset.
This is good, though, because I would have said all the same stuff. I'm just pleased someone else is saying it.
Yeah.
But I'm 100% with you.
I'd love to make a list of things that I now don't have to admin myself. Like, please.
So hold on. You're saying that all those owls I bought you. No. Fucking hell, Crosby.
You know what's a fun one you can do? You could say, like, oh, I really want to go for dinner at these places. And then you sort of, like, they go, like, oh, let's meet up this evening. And then you go for dinner and you don't know where. And then it's, like, a really cool restaurant. Isn't that fun?
I think
there's a lemur experience at London Zoo at the moment.
Oh.
And you can just hang out with them. That's a lovely gift. And still will be a surprise. You'll be like, oh, I'm going to the zoo. That'll be really fun. Oh my God, I'm meeting a lemur. Lol.
Yeah,
I think
you get to a certain age and seeing people is more important than a gift. I think that's
hot air balloon ride.
There we go.
Oh, that is good. That's a good gift. That'd be expensive though.
No,
I reckon.
Fuck that.
Hot air balloons are fucking chaos.
Why?
They've got no fucking steering.
They're very dangerous.
Wind. God is the all.
God.
Helen. My mum got
God take the wheel.
My mum got a hot air balloon ride off my dad, and I said to him, "What are you getting her? It's a hot air balloon ride over the sea." And I went, "That'd be nice for the two of you." He went, "No, I'm not going." It's like, is this the start of Midsummer Murders?
He just got a new insurance policy for him and his wife.
Sadie, seriously, send a list of, like, places you want to eat or things you want to do, and then just let them, like, take you. Like, then the Christmas gift is a day. And
this
then...
year, they're actually paying for me to go to the Leicester Comedy Festival.
Oh, there we go, then.
That's so love.
You're annoyed that your parents got us for your Christmas gift?
Oh, my God. And the Richard III Museum there is incredible because it goes all the way back to the battle and actually the finding of the body, and they've literally got the glass you can look down into the tomb of him.
So I don't need to go now.
spoiler alert, yeah.
Oh yeah, he died. Oh,
he died, he did die.
Last British monarch to die in battle. Fascinating.
I love the fact that you're a secret historian. It's amazing.
I'm not a secret, I'm telling people all the time. Yeah,
no one believes you.
You've really got to start hiding your light under that bushel.
Use your voice, Ellen. Come on. Tell the people.
I'm shy. Is that beef sold?
I think it is beef sold. Beef sold. Yeah.
From a sorting out your beef.
Thank you, Sadie. Thank you very much.
I get another point?
Another 5 points to Helen if we're making a record of that.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Do you want to do Kimberly Rose's one?
Yes!
Oh, Kimberly. You Kimberly Rose. Oh, hello, Kimberly.
Okay. My sister has had a baby. Ugh. So now it's more awkward. It's not ugh, but I'm like, from the vibe. Okay. So now it's more awkward when we, me and husband, try to have on our traditional Christmas, going on a city break, doing the... What does that say?
25 drinks.
Doing
of
the
Christmas.
25 drinks of Christmas pub crawl. Yeah.
On Christmas Day. You do 25 drinks on Christmas Day.
You've had about 12 tonight.
Baby can do that. Babies are constantly drinking milk. No? Baby love milk.
Yeah.
Baby love milk.
Yeah.
Baby love milk. Honestly, baby love boo-boo.
Is there an end to the beef? Is that all it says?
Oh, wait. Oh, because your sister breastfeeding?
Well, no. Well, we can't...
What? No, wait.
I feel like they can't just abandon the family now that she has a baby. Yeah. But you didn't choose for her to have a baby, did you?
No. No.
Then it's fine. Go on your selfish... Go on your selfish city break.
No, I want to hear
and
the
let
boys...
let that baby grow up alone.
Catherine, I want to
without
hear...
seeing a family that loves it. You can't get alcohol here. Best be off. I'm being an Irish mammy.
No, let's hear about how the best ways to get fucked up with a baby are. Go.
To get fucked up with a baby?
Yeah, 25 drinks with a baby. How do you make it happen? Go.
Well, crucially, Kimberly Rose doesn't have a baby. Right, so you can
I
get us fucked up.
Want a baby.
You can get as fucked up as you like. I mean, you could, obviously, once you've had the 25 drinks, you can't hold the baby anymore, but you can be around a baby fucked up. That's fine.
We tend to like to go abroad, so like Prague or somewhere. Mm.
But what's the issue? You didn't have a baby.
No, but she had a baby and like...
Hey, listen, Kimberly, I'm going to blow your mind. People are having babies all the time,
Yeah,
and
yeah,
Prague is still open as a tourist destination, right? So don't let other people's actions affect how you spend your Christmas.
You can be drunk in front of a baby. Baby loves it.
Baby loves it.
Christmas is like this whole family affair, though, isn't it?
Is it?
But you didn't
is
give
it, though,
a fuck
really?
When they were... All the adults you've been ditching at Christmas were once babies. If anything, they notice you've been in Prague way more than when
She's
they were
really
babies.
Angry.
It's ruder that you've been ditching them as all... The baby won't know.
Catherine, can I just ask, just generally...
She's hungry.
Is there any chance you could just chill out on our on our audience members?
It's okay, I'm a Trusty Hugs patron.
Okay, yeah. Well, you are currently,
now.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Sorry, gosh, it's, sorry. I am hungry.
It's, yeah.
Gosh.
What?
No! Yeah.
Have a happy barrel. Have a happy barrel or some Valium or something.
He's not wrong.
Has either of that helped you out? The sort of extraordinary rendition you got from Catherine or the it's okay to be fucked up around a baby you got from us?
Yeah. We didn't go abroad for his first Christmas, so I guess
it's not even his first Christmas?
No, last year was. Oh. I guess we fuck off this year?
Absolutely.
What? Only suggest
do one-on-one off.
Yeah. That's great. You've given consent, totally. So...
Yeah,
and also 100%. Start earlier in the day. Like, be there for pub opening. Like, don't do the pub crawl starting later.
Helen, we can't come back from Prague.
Yeah.
It's abroad. It's abroad. After. Their problem is they don't know when to take one of their many holidays. Yeah.
I have misunderstood the problem. Yeah. Drink with baby.
Okay, I've misunderstood the problem, but the same solution. Beef solved.
Woohoo!
From a sorting out your beef!
Beef solved! Okay.
Are we doing well?
You're doing great.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah.
How do you feel you're doing? Are you all right?
I don't feel like we're doing very well. I feel like Catherine's being very aggressive.
Yeah.
And I feel like I haven't understood a single thing that's happened for 20 minutes.
But we booked you guys.
We knew what we were getting.
I just don't know. I think people come out for like a lovely podcast on Sunday evening. The first problem, we all stood up and started screaming.
I mean, but roast potatoes. I mean, yeah. Come on.
That was wild. She said boiled potatoes. Or better, listen.
Yeah.
I'm trying to relax, but whoa. I'm
still
That's
vegan.
A red flag to an Irish lady. Go on.
Okay, Alex.
Alex.
Are you here, Alex?
Hi, Alex.
Hi, Alex.
Hello. Hi, Alex.
My Alex boyfriend doesn't believe in Christmas decorations.
Huh?
Ooh.
No, I need to relax.
Is he here?
Oh my God, cool. How cool of him.
He doesn't want to buy them, and even if I do, he will complain and take them down.
Oh. Is he here?
He's currently on Oxford Street going, get these fucking, get these fucking things down.
Do you live together?
Yeah.
I mean, sorry. So, like, do you guys live together or what?
He takes them down as they are messy and take up space. Ooh. How do I not spend another Christmas in a depressing house with no Christmas spirit?
New boyfriend? Let's talk about this now because. So what kind of, what are you buying sort of particularly garish Christmas decorations? Or are we talking just about like a little bit of tinsel or, you know, like some sort of like paper chandeliers or what you getting?
Well, I tried with like tinsel and like, you know, like snowflakes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He didn't like that. Last Christmas, I got away with having a scented, you know, like plug-in.
A scented plug-in? Oh, listen, I hate to say this, that's not a decoration. I'm so sorry.
You're breaking my heart here.
That's not, I can tell you that's not even boiled potatoes.
Gosh.
A scented plug-in, so at least you've got, like, at least your
gosh
nose
away.
Is celebrating Christmas. Even if your eyes aren't, that's not fair.
Gosh away with.
This is.
I tell you what you should do.
Hang on, Catherine.
No, let her go. I feel like this is not what sexuals are born.
I was going to say. I feel like this is the one time when you crack open it in case of emergency. Catherine Bohart, what do you think's going on here?
Do you pay rent?
Yeah.
Does he pay rent?
Yeah.
Sweet. Do you pay the same amount of rent?
Yeah.
Sick.
It's okay. She's
here
okay.
We go.
Remember to breathe in between sentences.
Do you sift his things as they come in the door? You don't inspect his objects and decide what he gets to. Cool. And
no, like
great.
We are actually very happy and have a really nice.
Yeah, remember that.
Alex, did he tell you to say that?
We're very happy, except for during the most happy time of the year.
And no, he's just quite like. Pragmatic. He's like, if you don't need
that's
it,
a polite word for what he is.
Because I have a lot of stuff.
If you don't need it, you
like
shouldn't have it.
And stuff, and he doesn't really like it.
Wait, does he own more than two pairs of trousers? Does he have more than one pair of shoes? Does the man own a car? Does he eat more? Does he ever snack?
No.
No. Why are you dating this man? That's so controlling. I'm sorry. That's so controlling.
No.
Have some freaking cheer.
He might have like a bit of history with not enjoying Christmas. Like maybe it's like a...
No,
Alex
says,
is trying to make new memories.
He says, because I have so much stuff already, I need to remove it.
He's the one. That's fucking bullshit. You know what I do? I live with a man who sometimes can be a little bit reluctant to joy, okay? His name's Sunil Patel.
Yep. Yeah.
What I did last year, because the year before he just sort of like disassociated as I was like cutting up my snowflakes and making my paper chains, I took him to the Nunhead Gardeners, a chain of garden shops across South London. I said, you can pick out any decoration you want, baby, anything you want. And he brought along a male friend with him because he was worried. Do you know what I mean? A bit nervous, bless him. And he got a British bulldog with a bit of glitter on him with a policeman's hat. And he popped it on the tree and he was a lot calmer. And I'll tell you what, this year, not even Christmas time yet, he ordered a sparkling cinnamon Yankee candle 2 days ago.
And how does that help, Alex?
You turned him into a basic bitch, basically.
I was away, I came back and he went, I had a nap on the sofa, I used blankie.
I think
that's
you need to
in
ask
the right
this.
Direction.
Okay, assuming that this guy isn't just controlling,
no, he's
I
really
think
lovely.
I think there's something that it's bothering him, and it's not the decorations.
Oh, it's my
so,
stuff.
No, it's more. I think it's more than that. Beyond, be like, because he hasn't thrown away any of your other stuff. There's something under it. I think you need to ask him what his problem with Christmas is. Like, what really happened at Christmas? Really.
Also, just for context,
keep
Catherine
asking
doesn't
him,
let her partner decorate because they do it wrong.
I know how to organise a tree.
She can decorate her room. And
oh, yes.
No, then I love that you're making sweeping generalisations, but your two relationships out of date. No, this one's actually got great taste.
They move fast.
And once again, we're no longer needed.
Sorry.
So, good night, everybody.
Some cheer. I don't love anything that starts with like I got away with. I just think you're allowed, you live there and you can be different and also have some decorations. Was that chill?
No, I think we all agree. I think that's, yeah, everyone agrees with it.
Well, you could agree out loud.
In fact,
I think they're just too scared to. I've got an idea.
Yeah?
If I may.
You must.
Please.
Can I? I reckon what you should do is wait until he's asleep and then come in dressed as the ghost of Christmas past.
Oh my God, yeah.
This is so good. You guys could be past, future, and
Helen.
Yeah.
We'll come around and we'll Scrooge the fucker.
That will be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a long time since we've done a Scrooging, at least 12 months. But yeah, we certainly do another one. Absolutely.
That'd
we're happy
so
we're
good.
Happy to Scrooge for you guys, honestly. Happy to do it. That's not a bad service to offer.
That's yeah. such a good service.
That, wouldn't that be an amazing service to offer? You could do like
imagine just like waking up in bed just from oh no, we thought this would be fun. Oh God.
Yeah.
Or you could be like, cool, if we can't decorate here, I'm going to go spend Christmas somewhere else. Bye.
Okay, Catherine, you are very hungry. Yeah. Yeah. And you need to stop it. Congratulations on your loving relationship. I hope
so. Yeah.
Problem solved.
Beef solved. Yeah.
Problem solving now, you beef
solved.
Oh. What are the actual lyrics? Problem solved, then the beef gets solved.
That's it. Yeah, those are the lyrics.
Is it problem solved and the beef gets
no,
solved?
No, not even close.
What is it?
It's Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Beef Brothers
solved.
Sorting out your beef.
No problem. Just Beef Brothers sorting out your beef. Beef solved.
One more time.
Beef Brothers sorting out your beef. Beef solved.
It is good. It's good stuff.
Good. Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
It's the collab you're all waiting for, guys. It's very Dua Lipa and Elton John, isn't it? So I thought, thank you very much for all those amazing beefs. We enjoyed them all, and by enjoyed, we were furious throughout by all. But what I thought, because this was originally going to be a Flatshare Slam Down, I thought we'd play a Flatshare style game. So yeah, can we hear the Flat Games theme?
Can I just stress?
Games! Let's play together! Games! Let's play forever! Roll the dice, spin that thing, put that there! Use your toll! Games! If you lose, you get nothing!
That was that couldn't have been more Tom Parry if we needed to. I queue up a jingle as always. Can I just say that is it is absolutely pure. It was like he was in the room.
I just wanted to say that it's not them who've made me furious. I'm just like this.
Oh yes.
I just really don't want Alex to go away thinking it's you. No, this is just my personality, and I'm sorry.
We know. So I thought the way. I thought the way it would work.
Games!
Catherine, yay. I've known you for absolutely ages now, so yeah, it's fine. listen, Catherine and Ben, you can be a team.
Yeah.
Helen, would you like to bring your producer Andrew to be a team with
Andrew!
You? Andrew! Andrew White, everybody. Producer of Trusty Hogs. Right, so the way this is going to work, folks, is it's a lyrics game, Christmas lyrics, okay? I found a bunch of reasonably obscure Christmas songs. I'm going to give you lyrics, like a couplet from these songs, right? Yeah. I'm going to give each of you a couplet, and you've got to come up with two fake ones and the real one, okay? So you've got to give us two fake couplets and the real one, and we have to work out, your opposite team has to work out which one's real, which one's fake. And Helen, you can win some points. Yeah.
I'm a winner by being here. No, I don't know, sorry. Yeah.
So, Clarkie, we're going to start with you. We're going to start with you, Clarkie.
Okay.
This is...
You're going to start with me?
We're going to start with you. This is from Funky Funky Christmas by the New Kids on the Block. So there you go. Do you remember the song?
Yeah, of course.
Of course you do. Of course you do. Of course you do.
Funky Christmas. Thank you very much.
Oh, no, don't give it away. Don't give it away. Okay, so, Helen, Andrew... Clark is going to give you three sets of lyrics. Which one is the real New Kids on the Block? Clarky, off you go.
I got a Christmas tree so big I can't get it through the door. I had to put it in the garage. Now it's getting old on the floor.
Quite a sad one, that.
Yeah, it's just not especially funky. Unless it's funky in the sense of, you know, it's getting mouldy.
We kids on the block.
Okay.
Slipping and sliding through the city streets, I'll be in town getting down to the Christmas beat.
That sounds so New Kids on the Block. Also, statistically, it's more likely to be B.
Okay. Do you want to hear C, or is that your final answer?
I'll hear C.
Let's hear C. Let's hear C, just for a bit of fun.
Bopping up and down in Santa's sleigh.
Keep going, keep going.
I will.
Bopping up and down in Santa's sleigh, yeah.
It's going too fast, but that's just Santa's way.
Okay.
Can I just clarify, bopping or bobbing?
Bopping.
Bopping, okay, yeah. Yeah, I think it's B, Helen.
I don't know, that C is actually fucked with me mentally.
Yeah. It was a good, strong C. So we had the Christmas tree lying on the floor in the garage, was it? Okay. Then we had slipping and sliding through the streets. Then we had bopping up and down on a sleigh. Which one are you thinking?
What was the song title?
It's Funky Funky Christmas by the New Kids on the Block.
Is that a real song?
That's a real song. Oh. Yeah. Wouldn't it be mad if I made the songs up myself? What a hard game it would be for everyone to play.
I still find it quite hard. We're gonna go. B. Final answer.
Clarkie, the correct lyric is...
Slipping and sliding through the city streets.
Oh, Helen, you get the points.
Very good. I won it.
Very good.
Statistically, I was correct. Now, this one won't be B. Remember that. Because otherwise it makes no sense.
Because also, it's yours.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it's mine.
So, we can eliminate B, guys. So, which of A or C is this?
Is it
okay,
Andrew?
Now, this is... No, it's for you. It's for you. And this is Have a Cheeky Christmas.
This is a great song. Have a Cheeky Christmas by the Cheeky Girls.
By the Cheeky Girls.
Let's have fun, touch my bum. Okay, that's not these lyrics. That's another absolute banger.
Okay.
First one. Ooh, baby, baby, underneath the mistletoe. Second one. Is this it? Huh? Could I... Like, is there two more pieces of paper coming my way?
No. Here we go. Helen. I can tell you now, it won't be B.
What have I done wrong?
Helen, you're making up two of them.
Is it A?
God. But that's the one that was written down.
Yeah.
Don't tell them that, because that's the real one. Right? You're making up two and they're guessing.
No.
Oh, yeah. Helen, I know you love points.
Andrew, I don't think
you really are.
That was not very clear. They had no idea.
Can I just ask, was there anybody in the room who was unclear on the way this game was played? Apart from Helen, no one else.
Sexist pieces of shit.
You cheeky, cheeky pieces of shit.
Okay, I'll try again.
Give it a go. I'd love to see how you're going to do it, but go, give it a go.
A.
Also, it's quite transparent, so maybe put your hand over it. Yeah.
A.
Yeah.
Ooh, baby, baby, underneath the mistletoe. Oops, baby, baby, very sexy, let's go ho. Number two.
Mm-hmm.
So A and two, yeah.
That's the way. There's no B. That's how she gets you.
It's A, then two, then C.
Can't wait what you pick for the third one.
Okay, so that was A. Now two.
Yeah, A, okay. Two, yeah.
Cheeky, cheeky, it's Christmas, baby. Let's fuck under the mistletoe. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's two.
And that was off.
And remember, guys,
politician.
It's always B.
And this is C.
Okay.
Ooh, baby, baby, underneath the mistletoe. Oops, baby, baby, very sexy in the snow.
Okay. What are you thinking, guys? Which one? So we've had we've had one about mistletoe, three about mistletoe, one about fucking.
They're sisters, right? The cheeky girls?
They are, yeah. But I don't
Gabriella, yeah, and what's her name?
The other one.
Oh, wow, that is awful.
Yeah.
Gabriella and We Don't Know. Shame on all of us.
You're also sexist.
We're going A, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Wrong! It's C.
It was C. Oh. She did you. She absolutely did you.
Because I didn't read the second line.
Do you know what?
Fair enough. Fair enough.
There you go. That is how you play.
You misunderstand so intensely that you don't read both lines.
Do we get
hustled? They don't realise. They think you've misunderstood, but you've misunderstood so much more than they've realised. You win. The thick win again!
I mean,
damn it.
That was absolutely mind-blowing. I don't know how you did it.
Up the thick hose. Up the thick hose.
Catherine. Catherine,
hello.
This is yours, by the way. It is from Santa Claus is Watching You by Ray Stevens.
Gosh.
Santa Claus is Watching You by Ray.
That is kind of the theme of all Christmas songs, isn't it? It's like, there's a man in your garden.
It's creepy, yeah.
Don't worry about him. He's one of the good
ones. It's a bit much.
Yeah. By the way, Andrew, I didn't offer you a happy barrel. Do you want to have
Don't have the Advocar one.
No, we've had them. We've finished them. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Thank God.
Have a lovely Olé.
Okay. Oh, my baby. He's so silly.
So, Catherine, Santa Claus is Watching You. Three lyrics, please. And just to tell you, the one that's the real one I've given to you on a piece of paper that you're holding in your hand right now, okay? Doesn't seem like I have to say it a bunch of times, but Helen needed it.
No, yeah, I got it.
You got it. You got us. You zinged us already. You're good.
Yeah, because I'm the smartest woman in the world.
Okay, so, A. Santa's no fool. He's really super cool. He's watching you from your outdoor pool.
She made it up.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to go B. I'm going to go B.
Okay, B, yep.
It's very small writing, it's difficult to see.
Yeah.
Santa's no fool, he's really super cool. He's the secret head of the CIA.
C, please.
Would you like to hear it first, or is that your final answer?
I'd like to hear it, please, man.
Let's hear it then, please, Catherine.
C.
Si, senor.
Santa's no fool. He's really super cool. He's in your... He's in your garden shed with your dad's favourite tool.
Okay.
Very good.
So we've got he's in your outdoor pool. He's in the CIA. He's got your dad's favourite tool in his grubby little hand.
I want
to
know...
It's not B because you tried to pretend to make that one up to you, Matt. No, wait. Huh?
He
hadn't said anything.
Do we know the nationality of the
No, singer? We didn't get follow-up questions.
Okay.
I mean,
okay, it's A.
Hey, guys.
It's A.
Okay.
It's A.
We'll go
it's
A,
A
please.
Chill.
It's A. Final answer.
Wrong. It's B. Statistically, the most likely.
Whoa! He's in the CIA.
CIA, bitch. Oh, sorry. Up the thickos.
A little memento of the wonderful night you've had.
Can we play the beef song again, please?
No, we can't. Oh. Now, finally, we've got Christmas Tree by Lady Gaga for Andrew. There you go.
Oh,
Lady
you don't know this one, you're gay.
Yeah, thank you. I'm not that
but
kind
so
of gay.
But so am
darling.
I.
He's not a Lady Gaga gay. It's different.
No. Do you have a Stephen Sondheim one?
What?
Probably not. Nothing from Company at Christmas, no.
Good knowledge. Have you seen Sunset Boulevard?
No, the Savoy production.
Yeah,
no,
amazing.
I haven't seen it, but
it's
no,
very good.
I'm very excited about going to see
Nicole
it.
Nicole Scherzinger, yeah. Sunset Boulevard. Amazing. Yeah. Carry on.
Thank you.
Did you see Gypsy when it was at the Savoy?
No!
Oh my God, Imelda Staunton. It was unbelievable.
I heard amazing
what the
things.
Fuck is happening here?
Oh, I'm also gay. Andrew.
It's a Christmas Tree by
don't
Lady Gaga.
Don't look her in the eyes. That's what she's trying to do to you right now.
Don't look her in the eyes.
Look at Ben. He doesn't know as much. He doesn't know
Catherine's
as much.
Vision is based on movement, all right? So
look at Clarkie. He's not
clever girl.
Easy safe bet.
Okay. Andrew, it's all yours.
Okay, Christmas Tree by Lady Gaga. Kick off my Christmas boots. My cake is filled with candied fruits.
Ooh.
Number two.
Please quiet in the room.
Yeah. Stop enjoying yourself so much, guys. It's meant to be a podcast.
Take off my winter coat, party on my festive boat.
Mm. Is that festive boat? I hope that's not Cockney rhyming slang.
Or C. Take off my stockings here. I'm spreading.
I'm spreading. Jeepers, creepers. It's racier than I thought.
Go on, what was it again?
Take off my stockings here. I'm spreading fest Christmas cheer.
Christmas cheer.
Do you not celebrate fest Christmas?
Merry for Christmas.
Merry fest Christmas. It weirdly happens in June.
And we shall not repeat any of them.
We had celebrate. I've got candied fruit. Celebrate on my boat or a Christmas cheer in the stockings.
They were good.
They were good.
That's tough.
Thank you.
The man
really
can rhyme
good.
For sure. Maybe he's trying to psych us out with the fest Christmas cheer.
Yeah, it could be.
God, by the way, Clarkie, you've clocked off, haven't you? Just,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty, if we ended here, it'd be fine. They got the business.
What do you think?
I like all three.
Yeah, I listened to the song and I really liked the third one, but I think that's a private thing. But I think...
Don't look at us.
The fruit stuff, the fruit was good. The fruit was, that's clever.
The fruit's really good, yeah.
But the third one's so sexy.
I think the festive boat, probably not.
No, and the third one's so sexy if you don't trip over it.
Yeah. Spread. Whoa.
Yeah. Really makes you think of Nutella, doesn't it?
No.
I know, it was a joke, Catherine.
What? How do they work?
Because it's a chocolate spread, Nutella. Spread. You said spread. I said it makes you think of Nutella because it's spread.
It's so yummy.
It's delicious, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not as yummy as Happy Barrels, by the way. And is it? We do have to do a sponsorship read. Today's episode is brought to you by Happy Barrels. Not as good as Barrels. Not as good as happiness. Happy Barrels, available from Sainsbury's from the Polish section. I'm going to have to hurry you for an answer. Catherine,
no,
Ben.
I think fruit, personally. But
I'll go fruit with you.
A, please.
Was fruit. It candied fruit?
Oh, no.
Oh!
Yes, was it
take off my stockings here.
I know it. Oh!
I'm spreading
sight.
Christmas cheer.
Oh, incredible.
Give it up to a winner.
Fantastic.
Wow.
So there we go.
He's gay. Don't worry.
If
that's
that,
okay, baby.
Can you write me a note for PE?
Yes, that's okay.
If that had been glitter, that would have been a wonderful moment. Very festive.
You should hear his memory from Cats. It is a wonderful Elaine Page. You're okay.
I'm sorry.
Was anybody keeping scores? Were you keeping scores? All right, fantastic.
We won.
Fantastic. Producer Emma, what has that done to the scores? Here he comes. Oh.
What's this guy?
Here he goes. The jazz man himself.
Ben and Catherine have won. They didn't win.
Oh. Oh, that's confusing.
They're literally about to fucking go.
Ben and Catherine have 1 point. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Oh, Helen and Andrew. Three.
Oh! So our winners tonight are Helen and Andrew. Amazing stuff.
Sorry, Ben.
Guys, thank you all so much. Can we have a huge round of applause for our guests? Catherine Bohart, Helen Bauer, the producer Andrew, the trusty hogs, William Pappies. See you soon. Merry Christmas!
May I be the first woman to say, we are so sorry.
Can we also give a huge round of applause to Giles and everyone who's worked at the Cheerful Liverpool Festival? This is... It's really, really amazing. I think that I think there's plans to do this again next year. So please do come and see shows here because he's doing an absolutely brilliant job. And there he is over there in the corner, Giles, who's the brainchild behind Cheer for Liverpool. It's a bad name, but he's a good guy. Merry Christmas, everybody! Big round of applause for Catherine and Helen one more time.
And there it was. Well, well, well. I love it. Did you go by a... Was it a turkey? Was it Turkey Brothers Cold Cuts? Is that how it goes?
Beef Brothers Cold Turkey.
Great.
That was how we did it. Yeah, yeah.
Very nice.
That's right. That was what it was. If you enjoyed that and you'd like to see us live, then come along in January of the new year, 29th and 30th, to see Flatshare Stand Down live. We've got two Flatshare Stand Downs, one with Joe Wilkinson and Suze Kempner, that's January 29th, one with Carriad Lloyd and Kima Bob, that's January 30th. They are both going to be tremendous fun. They're always good fun. We have a great time down at the Phoenix. It's a great way to end dry January.
Oh my God, that's a great show.
Both still technically in January, but come on.
It's a great way for Clarkie to wet his wet January. See out his wet January with a real splash.
Go to pappiescomedy.com/live for tickets. And if you are a Patreon member, patreon.com/pappiesflatshare, then you get a discount on all of those shows. Also as well, don't forget that if you want to come and see both shows, whether you're a Patreon member or not, there is a discounted ticket that gets you entry to both shows for a mere £17. Very, very cheap, very, very cheerful. We'd love to see you there. January 29th, January 30th, Joe Wilkinson, Suze Kempner, Carriad Lloyd, Kima Bob, Pappies, Flatshare, Slam Down. That's all the deets you need.
Wonderful stuff. Well, is this our last episode of the year?
No, before... Tom. No, you said that last time.
Okay.
He's willing it to happen.
He's absolutely clocking off. Considering you haven't done a handful of episodes as well. You know, you've nipped off to have a baby, and then you come back and go, are we done?
Harry's got baby brain.
Surely we must be wrapped up by now.
The upsetting thing as well is we're just at the conceiving stage at the moment. I just need absolute focus to try and get it across the line, really. So I just thought a couple of episodes off might help. Nothing puts me off my stride like podcasting with you two. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. We're not an aphrodisiac, are we?
No, exactly.
We're so many things this podcast, but an aphrodisiac.
We're like the oysters the next day.
Exactly. We're like oysters that have been left in the boot of a car. Right, so yes, we're doing one more episode. We're doing a house meeting. Okay. So if you've got any festive-related questions you'd like to ask us for the house meeting, pappiesflatshare@gmail.com. Send your messages over to us. We'd love to read them.
Grotto meeting?
Grotto.
Worth going for a grotto meeting?
Grotto?
Oh, sorry. When I said worth going for a grotto meeting, I was texting my wife about conceiving. Sorry, I said that out loud. I didn't mean to. Sorry, we're still very
Siri,
much.
Send text to wife.
Fancy a grotto meeting.
Fancy a grotto meeting.
I think our final house meeting is, it could be a grotto meeting, couldn't it, for Christmas?
Yeah, I think it can be. I mean, I don't know what that will mean,
but I would like to wrap the episode up.
Well, we can confirm now. We'll work out what it means by the time we get around to recording it.
So look forward on the, what will it be, like the 18th or whatever, for a grotto meeting, guys. And the 19th of December will end the year strong with a grotto meeting. Look forward to that. Thanks so much.
Grotto meeting, as we like to call it. Okay, well, thank you, Trusty Hogs. Go and check them out. Thank you, Crosby and Clarkie, for keeping the flat share end up.
Keeping the lights on, yeah, that's all right.
And today's episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
Cheers, everyone.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.